Vandals football on 107.1 FM, WKRV, available streaming at VandaliaRadio.com and on the Vandalia Radio app, is presented by Lucas Lash Trucking Incorporated and Shelley's Burger Station. It's also brought to you by F&B Community Bank, Vandalia, Ramsey, Patoka, Mulberry Grove, and Greenville, Heck Chevrolet, United Fidelity Bank, ProWire, Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia, First National Bank of Brownstown, Dish Trucking in Alma, Land of Lincoln Credit Union, the Copper Penny and Blind Society in downtown Vandalia, McKellar, Robertson, McCarty, and Click Insurance, Connexus, F&B Financial Advisors, Brock Brandon and Scott Kramer, Timmerman & Company, Silkworm, Wilms & Associates, Edward Jones Financial Advisor, Aaron Alderson, Bluff Equipment in Bluff City, Westendorf Construction, Bulk Plant Resale, Apollo's Floor Covering and Home Decorating Center, Murray's Steakhouse, Sloan Implement, Dynamic Dental Group, Lucas Lash Trucking Incorporated, Hunter Appliance Heating and Air, Mary Ann's Restaurant, Rock Bottom Tire, Spin and Spray, Shelley's Burger Station, Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, Driftstone Pueblo in St. Elmo, Pine Ridge Homes, Osick Motors, Stumbaugh's Heating and Air, K Marsh Insurance, Brickyard Builders, Durbin's Overhead Door, DC Concrete and Construction, Constitution Bank, Bach Flooring Innovations, Kaskaskia College, and your hometown Vandalia Denny's. And welcome to our Week 9 pregame show as we get set for the Vandals and the Litchfield Purple Panthers here tonight. Senior night at Mark Greer Field as we get set for this one tonight. The Vandals come into the game 8-0 on the season, looking to wrap up what would be in school history their fifth undefeated regular season and their first since 2019. Litchfield comes into the game at 0-8 on the year. Vandals football is brought to you in part by Lucas Lash Trucking Incorporated. They specialize in hauling grain, rock, and equipment. They also have a welding and repair shop. They're locally owned and operated business. You can reach them 618-339-7239. Also, Vandals football brought to you by Shelley's Burger Station. Shelley's known for their outstanding hand-pressed burgers. They have a great breakfast menu as well. Shelley's offers dine-in, outside seating, drive-thru, and carryouts are available at Shelley's Burger Station, 615 West Gallatin in downtown Vandalia. Well, we hear from Vandals football coach Jason Clay, and our coaches' interviews brought to you in part by Kaskaskia Supply and Rental, Turn at the Dragon, and Sir Fix-a-Lot for great deals and great advice. That's Kaskaskia Supply and Rental, 2024 Prospect Drive in Vandalia. And we hear now from Vandals football coach Jason Clay.
Well, Coach, moving into week number 9, I guess just looking at this week, how have things been?
Yeah, pretty normal, good week. Weather's changed on us a little bit, and that's been all right. You know, it's been a little windy a couple of days, but it really hasn't inhibited too much, and everybody's been able to practice, and we didn't have a JV game on Monday, so that was a little different. Kind of had some more guys practice on Monday, and then, we got a fresh soft game tonight, and then we'll be ready for week 9 varsity senior night Friday.
Coach, looking at week 9, and we talked about this last week, still a lot of things on the line coming into this game.
Yeah, obviously we need to take care of our business. You know, I think people have become pretty enamored with, you know, the 1A, 2A, or 3A cut lines and stuff. And I think we just need to focus on getting a 9-0 and winning the conference, you know, as you mentioned. And being the conference champ, undefeated season. I believe this would only be the fifth undefeated season in the history of our school. And I think 1963 was the first, and I believe 76 and 96, and then 2019, and then this year would be the only other one. So it's a special thing that's on the line Friday, and obviously senior night makes it more special. You know, we'll honor our seniors before the game, and then hopefully have a good performance during the game, and get to 9-0 and be undefeated conference champs.
You talk about the seniors. This has been a very successful group of guys, and you're wanting to keep them going as many more weeks as you possibly can.
Yeah, I mean, we've been talking about, you know, six more weeks, and, this week is our last, you know, regular season game, and we have one more guaranteed, so we know for sure we got 2 weeks, and you just don't want to squander an opportunity that we know that it's very limited, even if we were able to go all the way to the state championship game. I mean, at max, we have six games left. And then, you know, for a lot of these seniors, they'll never play football again. And they'll be relegated to watching or, you know, cheering on their kids when they have them. And, you know, possibly some of them might be coaches someday. You just never know. But, yeah, it'll never be the same for them. So you just want to take advantage of every opportunity you have. And like I said, we know for sure we have two, and the most we could have is six. So somewhere between that number, and you want to play everyone like you never know when it's going to end.
Coach Litchfield obviously had their struggles this year. They're 0-8 on the season, but offensively they have put up some points without question.
Yeah, I think they've got some good skill kids. That, you know, I think the thing that kills them is their lack of depth. You know, it seems like at times they do some good things and then they get tired, and they've had some injuries, you know, and if you don't have any depth, if you have an injury, it's pretty tough to overcome. I know for a while their quarterback was out, and he's been back playing, and he looks really good. He's a good athlete. We saw him last year, and he can run it and throw it, and they got a couple of their backs that look like they're fast, and, you know, they had a couple legit scores against good teams, you know, not when their backups were in against their starters. So, I mean, they put 21 on the board against Litchfield, and I'm sorry, against Pena. That game was only 49-21 at the end of the third quarter. So Pena put a couple scores on them in the fourth quarter to make it look worse than it was, and you know, get the running clock going. But, yeah, they've done some things. They scored some points, so it'll be a good challenge for our defense heading into the playoffs. Obviously, we talked about last week how the defense has been playing really well, and I feel like, you know, Friday night was probably their best game of the season as far as playing a complete game of run defense, the pass defense, and everything that goes along with it.
Yeah, and it seemed like the last week was one of those games where, and I'd say the last 2 weeks where you came out, you hit them hard, you came out with some scores, and you kind of took, you know, any doubt that you might have or give them any chance away, you kind of put the dominance out pretty quickly.
Yeah, that's a really big thing in those kind of games. And, you know, they're expecting to lose most of the time, and they're hoping to win. And if you don't give them any hope, and then they just kind of end up accepting their fate. And so you got to get out and get after them and put them in a hole. And, you know, and then they kind of accept that what's happening is supposed to happen. And it's kind of a mental thing. And, you know, if you don't get a good start, or you let them hang around, then, you know, if they get a chance to knock off the big dog, then they're going to give it everything they got. And it's just kind of that whole psychology thing. Once the team's inspired like that, it's anybody's game.
And that's one of those things, too, talking about building a program. When you go out and you expect to win, man, that's one of the biggest steps, isn't it?
For sure. I can think back to, you know, 20 years ago when Coach Stile and I were coaching together, and, you know, some of the struggles we had early on trying to build things up and get back to the playoffs every year. And, you know, there was you know, four or five games that we went out there thinking we had a chance to win, and there was three, four, five games we were not sure that we could convince the kids that they could win. So getting to that point where it's a given that our kids go out and they expect to win every week, and they're not afraid of anybody, and they know if we play our best and execute that we'll be successful against any of these teams. And so it gets to that point, you know, where it is a big mental hurdle where, you know, there's five or six games you expect to win just because of your program, and then, you know, the other three to four games, you know, you're going to have to play well, and if you do, then you're going to have a chance to win all those too.
And it goes the other way too, because your opponent knows that you expect to win. They're questioning themselves a little bit, so it kind of goes twofold when it comes to that.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, you know, if you're in that boat where you're hoping your margin is thin, if things go against you early, then a lot of times you don't have the resilience to bear down and get it done. Whereas if you're expecting to win and you struggle a little bit, you know, there's a lot of ticked off people and, you know, a little extra motivation and to, you know, come on guys, this is not what should be happening. And, you know, a little greater resolve, I think, created when you're in those situations.
You talked about being a little bit windy for practice this week. That's not bad preparation for the playoffs, so is it?
No, I think if we get into some Saturday games, you know, we know there's a chance for some windy days and some cold days, and you just never know. Weather's been pretty good for the most part this year, and I haven't had to deal with a lot of practice or games, and But it's just another factor that comes in late season and living where we do. And so, yeah, having a little bit of wind to deal with, it's good for the kickers and good for the punters, good for the quarterbacks to face a little bit, see what it's like. And for the most part, it doesn't have a huge impact unless it's just kind of a ridiculous, 30, 40 mile an hour wind like we had last year in North Mac. That does obviously impact the game, but you get in those situations that, you just got to make the most of the opportunities when you have the wind at your back. And, obviously it's crosswind, it's going to be the same for both teams the whole game. So it's good to get out in those different conditions. And, obviously it's going to cool off. And, if we're playing on Thanksgiving like we're hoping to, then it's probably going to be a lot cooler than it has been. And you just adjust to the weather, and it's just part of it.
Coach, health-wise, how are the Vandals?
I think we're in good shape. Going into week 9, we're expecting to have everybody for the most part on Friday night, and all of our starters. And then, feel like, we've got a few little things here and there, but, they've done a good job of taking care of their bodies, and we've been able to kind of get some other guys in the last couple weeks. And I know the Greenville game was a real physical game for us, and just coming back off of that to have a couple running clocks, and rotate some guys in, I think it's been good for us. And, we've tried to give them some breaks and in there so that we're feeling good come playoff time, and I think that's kind of where we're sitting now.
That is Vandals football coach Jason Clay. Coach's interviews brought to you in part by Bulk Plant Resale. Bulk Plant Resale, a resale shop with 50 vendors offering a wide variety of goods. They're at 513 West Gallatin in downtown Vandalia. Well, the keys to the game tonight, keys brought to you in part by Dynamic Dental Group, 2102 West Randolph in Vandalia. Find them online, dynamicdentalil.com. That's Dynamic Dental Group in Vandalia. Keys to the game also brought to you in part by Durbin's Overhead Door. Durbin's Overhead Door offers many services, including installation and repair of garage doors. Call them at 618-283-4863, or you can visit their website, durbinsoverheaddoor.com. Well, the keys to the night, we kind of talked about it with Coach Clay. When you're in a situation where you're 8-0, the other team's 0-8, the biggest thing you want to do is get off to a strong start and kind of show the other team, hey, you don't have a shot tonight, a little bit. And the Vandals, the last couple of weeks, have really done that. They've come out big, gotten a big lead early, taking care of any concerns like that to make the opposition know, hey, we're in for a rough night tonight. So that would be what the Vandals want to do again tonight. Go ahead and kind of, finish it off early in a way, get that big lead and be able to put it away. So that would really be, I think, a key to the game. That's one. Obviously, the other, you're going into the playoffs one way or the other. You want to be going in as a 9-0 team and so on and so forth. So make sure you come out of this game without any major injuries. That's the other big thing that you want to take care of for this one here tonight. Keys to the game brought to you in part by Brickyard Builders LLC. They are the one to call for any construction and also for add-ons as well. Call Landon Fiesel, 618-367-3894. At 618-367-3894 for Brickyard Builders LLC. We are going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll continue with this pregame show on WKRV.
At Heck Chevrolet in Vandalia, they make buying a vehicle a better experience. Heck Chevrolet has a large inventory of new and used cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs to choose from because choice matters. Plus, they have a service department that is second to none in this area. You get choice from a dealer you can trust when you buy from Heck Chevrolet in Vandalia. To find your next vehicle, stop by today. Heck Chevrolet, 122 West Gallatin in Vandalia, VandaliaChevy.com, or call 283-0381.
Great news, Vandalia. Kinexus Fiber Internet is now live and installed in your town with blazing fast speeds and ultra-reliable service. No more buffering, no more slow connections, just the internet you deserve. Streaming, gaming, working from home, do it all with fiber-fast Kinexus. To sign up or get more information, visit Kinexus.com. That's Kinexus.com or call 888-712-0177. That's 888-712-0177. Nothing connects us like Kinexus. Roll on into Rock Bottom Tire, your hometown tire experts. Worn out tires? Don't risk your safety. The Rock Bottom Tire, they've got the top brands, fast installation, and prices that live up to their name. Also, Rock Bottom Tire is an authorized Milestar dealer. Remember, MileStar tires come with a road hazard warranty for the first 50% of tread-free that most tire brands don't offer. Right now, Rock Bottom Tire is offering 10% off to all military and first responders. They're also donating $1 of every $100 to Warrior Nation Cancer Foundation through the month of October. So stop by Rock Bottom Tire on Jeanette Drive in Vandalia or call 618-699-5535 today. Don't wait for a blowout. Drive safe, save big. That's Rock Bottom Tire on Jeanette Drive in Vandalia, or call them at 618-699-5535. Well, our weather for tonight brought to you in part by Bluff Equipment in Bluff City. They are your local Kubota dealer on Route 40 in Bluff City. Well, we are officially into some football weather right now. Now, it's not going to be as cold tonight as it was last night. So we're going to be a little bit warmer, but obviously the sun is down when the game time gets here tonight. Start the game, should be right around 53 degrees to start off the game tonight. And by the time we're done, probably 50, might even be down below 50 before we wrap up the game tonight. So that's where we're going to be. Definitely jacket or sweatshirt or hoodie weather for tonight. Definitely some football weather for this Week 9 game between the Vandals and the Litchfield Purple Panthers for tonight. Weather brought to you in part by Sloan Implements. They are your local John Deere dealer at 2617 West Main in Vandalia. Well, to look around the South Central Conference a little bit for tonight, of course, this one here, Litchfield at Vandalia. The Purple Panthers are 0-8, the Vandals 8-0. Big one at Pena tonight. Carlinville at Pena tonight. Both teams come in at 7-1 on the season. They're only lost to the Vandals for both. Big one at Greenville tonight. Staunton 4-4. They need a win to be playoff eligible. They are at Greenville. The Comets are 5-3. They are trying to officially punch their ticket to the playoffs with a win tonight. North Mac is at Gillespie. Both teams are 2-6. Hillsboro needs a win tonight to be playoff eligible. They are at Southwestern to take on the Piesaw Birds. So 0-8 Litchfield at 8-0 Vandals. 7-1 Carlinville at 7-1 Pena. 4-4 Staunton at 5-3 Greenville, 2-6 North Mac at 2-6 Gillespie, and 4-4 Hillsboro at 1-7 Southwestern for tonight. Starting lineups, first for the Vandals, their starters tonight. Wide receivers, Connor DePew and Brenton McCarty. Left tackle is Isaac Forbes. Dominic Swire is the left guard. Bryce Hartlieb is the center. Caden Osborne, the right guard. Noah Langston is the right tackle. The slants are Jordan Colburn and Andrew Casey. The quarterback is Quentin Stumbaugh. The running back is Dylan Hinton. On the defensive side of the ball, Bryce Hartlieb and Caden Osborne are the defensive ends. Isaac Forbes and Xander Tate are the defensive tackles. Inside linebackers Sam Bowers and Dylan Hinton, Cole Yarborough and Patty McDowell, the outside linebackers. The corners are Brent McCarty and Connor DePew, and the safety is Jordan Colburn for the Vandals. Litchfield, some guys to watch for them. Ethan Sadoff is their quarterback. He's a senior. He moves around very, very well, throws the ball pretty well, also runs the ball as well. Some other guys to look for tonight. They've got a couple of running backs that move the ball pretty well, including Caleb Coulter. A couple of good wide receivers in Jonathan Bowles and Matthew Bywater. Devin Chu is one of their tight ends, and Max Lightshue, one of their tight ends as well. A thin roster for Litchfield, but they have averaged 22 points a game for this season, so they can put some offense on the board. Well, that's going to wrap up our pregame show as we get set for the Vandals and the Litchfield Purple Panthers here tonight, up next on WKRV. Wanting to improve your internet? Well, there is one trusted name in Vandalia you call, and that's ProWire. From computer repair to increasing your Wi-Fi coverage to upgrading your home internal network, ProWire can help. Do you own a small business and want to make upgrades to your network, or even just a basic security audit to make sure you're safe from harm? ProWire can help. They even offer network-accessible storage backup solutions. Give ProWire a call to set up a consultation. 618-283-3723. That's 283-3723. ProWire, your local experts for low-voltage wiring needs,
computer repair, and home and business surveillance systems. Choose ProWire, your local trusted company with quality installations and service. That's ProWire, 618-283-3723. That's 283-3723. Or visit their website, ProWireVandeliaIL.com.